This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. SEPTA's doomsday budget, which would lead to severe service cuts and fare hikes, is on the table if the transit agency doesn't get the necessary funding from the state. It would affect so many riders who rely on public transportation every day, as dozens of bus routes and a handful of regional rail lines would be on the chopping block. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the Wynwood station.
Wynwood is part of the Paoli-Thorndale line, one of five regional rail lines SEPTA would cut because of the annual cost to run the trains on Amtrak tracks. Chestnut Hill West, Wilmington, Trenton, and Kenwood are the others. The thought of not having easy access to the train worries regular rail riders like JB.
I work at the hospital, and you can see a lot of people here are in the same situation, whether they work at Penn, Chop, or Jeff, but if we can't get to work, we can't perform life-sustaining and life-saving care.
She says if the line's cut, she'll think about carpooling with others. Another rider, Dave, said he would consider driving, but would rather not, and he's skeptical that there would be enough parking in the city for everybody. He would just take a SEPTA rate hike if it wouldn't cost him too much more.
You know, as long as it's still cheaper than taking driving in, I would still use it.
SEPTA's proposal would pair the severe cuts with, on average, a rate hike of about 21.5% across the board. For example, here in Wynwood, it's a Zone 2, and the monthly pass would go up from $144 to $180. In Wynwood, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A tragic update to yesterday morning's breaking news. Two young sisters have died in a massive fire in Millville, Cumberland County, that tore through six homes. The girl's father tells NBC 10 he alerted the girls of the fire, then went to get his two-year-old twins. It was only when he got outside that he realized the older girls weren't with him. Arcelia Espinosa is a community activist.
Knowing that those two girls wasn't there and nobody can save them.
She says there was a language barrier because the firefighters knocking on doors didn't speak Spanish. Firefighters say they lost precious time because a hydrant near the homes wasn't working and a gas supply line was severed when a home collapsed, helping to fuel the flames. A jury has found two men guilty of murdering a sanitation worker in Philadelphia's Mayfair neighborhood in 2022. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
Nushar Scott was convicted of first-degree murder, conspiracy, and gun offenses for shooting Ikeem Johnson 15 times, killing him. Rasheen Trusty was found guilty of third-degree murder and conspiracy. Prosecutors called it a coordinated effort between the two. Trusty drove Scott to Roland Avenue on September 18th of 2022 as Johnson was working his shift as a sanitation employee. And they say Scott, who was masked, used two guns to kill 35-year-old Johnson, who was just doing his job. Scott will spend the rest of his life in prison. First-degree murder is an automatic life sentence. Trusty will likely face at least a decade in prison. A sentencing hearing has been scheduled for May. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Independent music takes the spotlight at Lang City's Elephant Talk Indie Music Festival, starting today and running through the weekend. It's also a fundraiser for autism research. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
For many on the autism spectrum, music can be a powerful tool. Research shows it provides emotional regulation, helps with cognitive development, and social interaction. This is not new to Jerry Ryan. The Smithville, New Jersey dad of a young man with autism says he and his son, Jeremy, have always bonded over music. Ryan is organizer of the 16th annual Elephant Talk Indie Music Festival, which features talented independent music artists while raising awareness about autism and his organization, Elephants for Autism, which provides community programs for young adults on the spectrum. He says the festival is a hit every year.
Two stages of music. It's going to be loud all weekend, but there's acoustic stuff inside. All genres of music. We don't turn anyone away.
The festivities kick off at the Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City, and it ends on Sunday the 13th. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.